Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. You might notice that we are off-centered here. We are off-centered for a reason, because I'm going to introduce you to my whiteboard. And here's the deal. I haven't even had a chance to mount this yet, primarily because I'm lazy and I keep forgetting I have it. However, I was inspired to break it out today because I actually got what I believe is one of the dumbest comments I've ever gotten on my website and my channel. And here's the thing. I get dumb comments a lot where people are clearly pranking me or trolling me or whatever you want to call it. And once in a while, someone will say something really, really stupid and I'll respond to it and they'll go, dude, I was joking. So sometimes I think, you know, okay, I don't get that joke or it didn't make sense to me or whatever. But the funny thing is that once in a while, somebody will post something and I just assume it's a joke because it's so stupid. And they'll go, what? No, I'm serious. And I actually had somebody who... I had to finally delete the series of comments because I realized this guy was being serious. And he actually said in response to my story about me buying my Ford Explorer, and I've now done two videos and I apologize, this is the third, and I might do some more down the road depending on what happens with me and that Explorer in our adventures together. But he said, he goes, you understand you got ripped off, right? And I said, no, but I guess explain to me why. And he said, because you specifically said that you bought that car with 0.0% financing. And he goes, by the way, now you get to see what my handwriting looks like. He goes, and here's the problem, Steve. He goes, 0% financing is per se a ripoff. He goes, you've been ripped off and you're so stupid, you don't even realize it. And like I said, I thought he was joking because 0.0 is actually just another way of saying zero. We'll put a line through it because that makes it look cool. And here's the thing. In America, you can be charged interest rates as high as, it depends on what state you're in, but 24.99% is often referred to as borderline usurious. In other words, 25% is considered to be usurious in many places. So you can get an interest rate as high as 24.99, or you can get an interest rate theoretically as low as zero. Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, Steve, just as a thought exercise, could you get an interest rate below zero? Could you get an interest rate that's sub-zero? Not subprime, but sub-zero. So if you think about it, and again, we could do a horizontal series of lines here and do a graph, I guess. But the bigger problem, of course, is that it doesn't look the same if you do it that way. So let's just do a graph that goes like this. This is zero, okay? And this direction is positive. And in this direction, and I just realized I've got more than one color of marker here, so I can do this. But we'll go this direction is what we call negative. Note to self. Try the markers out one time before shooting video. So you have a choice now with numbers. Numbers can go up, positive, down, negative. Now, negative numbers, of course, are a whole different thing. I mean, you know, if I said, you know, quick, I have five apples and I take away six. How many apples do I have? I mean, well, you've got minus one apple. Well, you can't take six apples away from somebody who's only got five. But there are other situations that make sense. You know, I owe you $10 and I pay you $11. Now you owe me one. But, you know, so anyways. So he said, he goes, Steve, he goes, but the fact that they gave you 0% financing shows that you're an idiot and you've been swindled. And you're too stupid to realize it. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, now, again, using this model here, you'd have 24% let's say 25 just to round up. 25% interest is up here. And you go down to 0% interest. And now here's the thing. You can't pay less than 0% in interest, can you? Like, can you pay minus 5%? That's a question mark. And I'm asking you that because honestly, I'm wondering that, you know what that mean, wouldn't you? That would mean that if I borrowed money from you, the longer I took to pay it back, the less I'd have to pay you back. And so over time, I could just get away with not paying you anything because the interest. But I, you know, presumably you've got payments you have to make. So my thinking is that I know that 25% interest is bad because it makes you pay a lot of money in interest. And so people want to negotiate their interest rates down. And presumably the lowest interest rate you can get is zero. Again, like I said, hypothetically, we can talk numbers and you could hypothetically reach a place where someone might give you a negative interest rate. And there's some jokes about the Treasury if they ever had to do that, where they'd actually have to lend money at a negative interest rate to get people to borrow it. But again, the bigger question is, can you get an interest rate below zero? And this guy said, with a, you know, apparently a straight face, he said, well, no, Steve, but you're a sucker because you borrowed money at a 0% interest rate, implying I would have been better off to accept a positive number, presumably above zero, between 0.0001, and we'll say it's a repeating zero, and I realize you can't do that, but you understand my point. It's a number approaching zero, but not quite zero, asymptotically, okay? And somewhere between that and 25%, which we consider to be usurious, right? OUS? Okay? So if 25 is usurious and 0.001 is good, okay, one would think that if this is viewed as being a... Let's view this as like a spectrum, okay? So a spectrum like goes like this, right? And you have a needle. And if you're at this end, it's not good, NG. And this end is good, right? So the ironic thing he's pointing out here is that if you get 25%, that's not good. And going this way is good because presumably, like say, oh, I don't know, 12.5% has got to be better than paying 25%. You want to pay as little money as possible, right? So he said, well, yeah, you don't want to pay the usurious rates. And you want to move it south to the left, I guess, as much as you can. And you want to, of course, get down here to the good. But you don't want 0.0 because that means you're a sucker. And so I asked him, I said, well, I'm just curious. I go... I assume I'm being pranked here, but why, when I'm choosing how much to pay in interest, would I not choose to pay the least possible? In other words, if you're going to make a payment to somebody, would you rather pay a lot or a little? And we know that the interest rates going up mean you pay more, and going down mean you pay less. And he finally said, he goes, there's a guy in Australia who makes videos, and he explains why 0.0% financing is a scam, and anybody who falls for it is a sucker. I said, really? So I went and watched the video, and number one, the guy's in Australia. And by the way, Australia has no domestic automobile market right now. I mean, they sell cars there, but they don't build them there anymore. But that's, of course, irrelevant. I'm certainly poking fun at that because that's ironic. But the man in the video said, well, 0.0% financing is a bait. It's a bait they use to bring in people, usually to buy used cars. And so if they're going to give you 0.0% financing, obviously they're not making any money on the financing. They're going to make the money up elsewhere. So I don't know how much my video, how much of my whiteboard appears on screen, so I'll show you. So let's suppose you go in to buy a car, okay? And they paid, $3,000 US for that car, okay? And they tell you, we're going to sell you the car. By the way, they don't tell you they paid $3,000 for the car. They bought it at an auction for $3,000, okay? And they like to sell you the car for $10,000, okay? So that right there would make them a profit of $7,000. I'm using rough numbers here specifically because of the fact that I don't want to get into overhead and things of that nature, like Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield. I'm simply going to be talking about these basic numbers. So they buy it for $3,000 and sell it to you for $10,000, they make $7,000. So you said what they do is if they want to get you in there, they'll go, hey, look, come on down, 0% financing. Now, remember that when they make this $7,000 off of you on the sale, they're going to want to actually have you finance. And so when they get the $7,000 from you, but they finance it, they also get the finance charges if, in fact, they're self-financing like a buy here, pay here lot, okay? So plus finance charges. And of course, if they're using a bank, they might get a kickback from the bank for based on how much money the banks make off the loan. They'll often give a kickback to the dealership. I'm assuming they do that in Australia, but you never know. So he goes, so if they sell you the car for this and they pay this for it, they're going to make that plus the finance charges. So the problem, of course, is that if they're going to give you 0% financing, 0.0 financing, what they'll do instead is they'll say, hey, come on down. We'll give you 0.0% financing, and we'll sell you this same car for, say, $13,000 plus financing. But the financing, of course, is not anything because it's 0%. So they're going to make $13,000 off of you. I'm sorry, $10,000 off of you. Because that is, of course, the $13,000 minus the $3, and they get a $10,000 profit off of you. Okay? So if the finance charges over here would equal $3,000, I don't know if they would or not, but I'm making up numbers here to prove a point. They'd make money off you this way, but at 0.0, they make money off you this way, right? But you'll notice there's a problem here because I mentioned in my video on two different occasions, actually three if you count the one where I talked about shopping for my Explorer, I mentioned that the price of my Explorer was fixed by what they call A-Plan. I bought the car with an employee discount because my brother worked at Ford and as a former employee, he can get me the same discount that he got himself or that he can get for other members of his family. And so I got the car at a fixed rate. Now, here's the thing. A-Plan is good because it has a fixed price. Fixed price, which is, by the way, based on it's several points below dealer invoice. Okay? So, the primary assumption that the man was making when he said, Steve, the guy in Australia says you got ripped off when you got 0.0% financing. Because what they're really going to do is make that up on you by instead of selling you the car for $10,000, they're going to sell it to you for $13,000. And you, the sucker, are looking at the interest rate thinking that that is the only thing that matters when in reality, it's the overall payment that matters. Except that, as I pointed out repeatedly, I got my car A-Plan. So the price is fixed. It's fixed below dealer invoice. And there was no jacking up of the price to make up for the loss of the interest rate. And ironically, as I'd like to point out, the A-Plan I got was from Ford. I really need to get an easel. That's the one thing I've learned today. Note to self, get easel. Okay, the Ford A-Plan, I was also financed through Ford Motor Credit. Okay, and that was at 0.0. So the funny thing is that the man's assumption that I was going to have the price jacked up on me to compensate for the interest rate does not actually happen because it was a fixed price from Ford A plan and the finance rate came from Ford Motor Credit. And so there's nothing hidden there. And no, I'm not a sucker, even though a man in Australia was alleged to have said so, according to the guy that I had to block this morning off my YouTube channel. So, I frankly am not sure if this helped. But my point is simply this. When you see a headline on YouTube And the headline says, 0.0% financing is for suckers. You should know that that's been put there as clickbait. And because it's counterintuitive, he's hoping people will click on it to go, wait, I was under the impression that low interest rates are good, high interest rates are bad. So when the man says in his video, you're a sucker to go 0.0. Well, you're an even bigger sucker to go, I don't want the 0.0. I want 24.99%. Look how smart I am. I'd rather 24.99%. Seriously, think about that. So I am now seriously rethinking the purchase of this easel. I am now seriously rethinking the purchase of this whiteboard. But I think I've gotten the point across. So again, if this shows up on camera, we'll put the video up. If it doesn't, it will have been an experiment and a horrific waste of my time, but you won't see it because it won't be on the internet. So that again is why I had someone this morning tell me I'm an idiot because I foolishly bought my new Explorer and agreed to pay just 0.0% interest. I should have agreed to pay more, apparently. Crazy. But again, and I'm reasonably certain there's a horrible edit right there. It got to the point where my camera got bored and shut off. Actually, battery died. Anyways, so that's a story with a 0.0% financing. I'm in favor of it. But if some guy from Australia tells you, don't accept the 0.0% financing because that makes you a sucker, that's what you want to do. Do it. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.